You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOY that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is ginger? Tasty stuff used to flavor foods at your favorite Asian restaurant, turned into candies and teas, and even used to help with nausea. There are well over 1,000 types or species of ginger. They belong to a group commonly called the ginger family, with the scientific name Zingiberaceae. This family of plants, they're perennials. This means they live for more than two seasons or life cycles. In other words, longer than 2 years. They're a flowering plant. They have an enlarged, fleshy, bulb-like stem below ground, like a root, which is called a rhizome. They're very aromatic due to oils and are classified as herbs or spices since they're used in foods. Other zingibers used as spices include turmeric and cardamom. Even though there are many types of zingibers, or gingers, the types we typically eat and call true ginger has the scientific name Zingiber officinale. So, what's in ginger? What gives it that distinct taste? It's an oil. The primary oil in raw, fresh ginger, which gives it that strong, pungent taste, is called gingerol. It's chemically similar to the molecules giving hot peppers their spicy flavor. According to the American Chemical Society, gingerol oil was first isolated in 1879 by John C. Thresh, the same scientist who had isolated and named capsaicin, which is found in chili peppers. When gingerol is subjected to heat during cooking, it changes from an oil to a different chemical that's a solid and has a crystalline structure. This compound is called gingerone. Gingerone, like gingerol, has that spicy, hot taste. Gingerone is an antioxidant. This means that it decreases oxidation, which is when a chemical compound starts to break down as it's exposed to oxygen. So, try this experiment with your family. I'm sure you've noticed how apples turn brown when sliced. The apple is oxidizing. First, cut an apple into slices, then get 3 cups. Fill 1 cup with ginger ale, another with water, the third with milk. Place a slice of apple into each liquid. After 10 minutes, remove the slices and check on them over half a day in 10 or 30 minute increments. Do they oxidize, turn brown equally? Well, we've just learned a little bit about ginger. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday Afternoon Matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website, wboi.org.